the house of Orpheus. At a small distance westwards of the villa of Theseus, and after walking towards the sea, at the edge of the archaeological site, you will find one more house, known as the House of Orpheus. The building has the same architectural type as the House of Dionysus, that is to say, an atrium and many rooms built around it. There also existed baths here. It was erected at the same period as the House of Dionysus, around the end of the 2nd century AD. Unfortunately, great damage was caused due to the removal of materials from the site. A part of the wall structure survives on the eastern side, and several mural fragments that have been found in the region testify that the walls of the house were covered with wall paintings. Out of all the rooms that have been excavated, three of them have mosaic floors, while the rest have floors of beaten earth. The rooms with mosaic floors are located in the northern part of the house. The first of them depicts Hercules and the lion of Nemea, and above, Amazon with her horse. Hercules is the best known hero of Greek mythology. He was famous for his superhuman powers and had to carry out 12 labors. The first of these 12 labors was to kill the huge lion of Nemea that was lacerating humans and animals, terrorizing the population of the region, and the skin of which was impenetrable even with iron weapons. When Hercules met the lion, he used his arrows, but these proved unable to kill it. He thus took his club and followed it into a cave which had two entrances. After closing one entrance with stones, he entered through the other one in order to find it. Without using his club, he took the lion by the neck, and with the superhuman power of his hands, he killed it. He then took the lion's skin to King Eurystheus as a proof of his labor. The mosaic depicts to us the scene where Hercules is prepared to rush on the lion after leaving his club on the floor. In the second panel, we have an Amazon with her horse. The Amazons were a mythical population that lived in a country of their own and consisted entirely of women. They were daughters of Mars and Aphrodite. They mated once a year with men from neighboring countries, and from the children born, they only kept the girls. The boys they either killed or they returned them to their fathers. They were all trained in the use of bow so as to protect their country, and they were considered equal to male warriors for their bravery and ability. One of the labors of Hercules was to take off the girdle worn by Hippolyte, queen of Amazons. Perhaps this is also the reason that the two representations are found together. The Amazon is represented here, wearing the Phrygian cap and having in her hand the characteristic double axe. In the next large panel, we have Orpheus and the beasts, whose name was given to the house. Orpheus was the son of Iagros, king of Thrace, and muse Calliope. The myth says that god Apollo himself taught him music and gave him a lyre. Orpheus played the lyre so harmoniously and sang so gently that no one could resist his music. Even the wild beasts of the forest gathered around to listen to him. Orpheus was one of the Argonauts, and after their expedition, he returned to Thrace, where he wandered in the forest playing music. There he met nymph Evridike. He loved her and married her. His happiness, however, did not last long. Evridike, bitten by a snake, died, leaving Orpheus inconsolable. His song was so sad that even the stones cracked. Gods, out of pity, allowed him to go down to Hades in order to find Evridike again and bring her back. He, enchanted with his music, Cerberus, the horrible guardian of Hades, and Pluto, bent to the sadness of his music. He thus allowed Evridike to leave under the condition that when they left Hades, Orpheus was at the front and Evridike behind. He was told he must not look back to see her, not even once. Orpheus accepted the condition. However, he could not resist on the way. He looked back to see his beloved one, and thus Evridike returned again to the kingdom of Hades. On the mosaic, we see Orpheus seated, his lyre in hand, and around him the enchanted beasts of the forest listening to him. An inscription above informs us that it was made by Titus Gaius Restitutus, meaning the owner of the house, and not the craftsman that made it. What is remarkable here is that although the name is Latin, it is written in Greek characters. A third room in the southeast is covered with a single coloured mosaic, made out of greenish-grey tesserae. Its geometric pattern is exclusively traced out by the way the tesserae are set in the mortar and consists of octagons separated by squares. This type of mosaic is very unusual and rare. However, it was unfortunately very badly damaged as it lies just below the ground level. Now follow the reverse way towards the exit so as to find the next house.